I don't remember putting up the last half episode. I'll be honest, this whole thing has spiraled out of control. This will be the last episode. I'm frightened for my life, which probably means I'm on the right track. And when I'm done with this recording, I'm going to upload it, and if for some reason I don't, everything is being recorded to an offsite account with someone I can trust. I've separated the documents that I've put together amongst a few friends and scanned them all into the computer, so they're out there. You just have to look. Take it from someone who tried to put all this together. The mystery is there, but so are the answers. I wasn't careful enough. I didn't have enough time, but I'll try to tell you everything I know. Richard Linkletter was born in Augustine, Maine. His birthday is redacted, but by 21 he was a young Marine officer who would go on to help found the most covert group of operators on the planet and have direct control over some of the most dangerous items on the face of the Earth. He began his career in covert operations and was one of the few operators directly involved in the planning of D-Day. This was also when his obsession with the occult began. A friend of mine, who will remain nameless for his own safety, found that Linkletter's code name in World War II was Icarus. And to be honest, once you know someone's code name, it's easy to find their pattern. Icarus was mainly interested in Nazi artifacts and managed to smuggle away nearly half of the Nazis' collection of items to a facility near Washington, D.C. This facility was located on the exact same longitude and latitude points as St. Maria Sanatorium. Now, I believe this to be a sister facility to the Black Box, both being used to store items of potentially devastating power, if you believe in that sort of thing. Then Linkletter, still using the Icarus monogram, met codename Kingfish. Now, Kingfish's identity is still a mystery, but these guys, I've included a few of the documents, but as far as I can tell, the Cold War was when everything went down. That photograph that had Sam Higgins and Robert Byrd, two people I suspect to have a key role in the founding of the Office Anomaly Classification, was taken near... under the fake company, the Icarus Foundation, and with a large sum of money donated from the Herbert Dunwall Group. Look into them, they're not as innocent as I thought. Icarus would go on to buy a large plot of land in his hometown of Augustine. He bought most of the underground tunnels beneath Augustine, which were declared unsafe in 1972. Only the year on the land lease survived. It was 1971, the same year the disappearances in Augustine started. I can only imagine what purpose they had for taking more than 100 girls from their homes. I can't begin to understand why any of this happened. Look, I don't have much time. If you're hearing this, don't stop digging. I only found a few of the pieces. Someone else, one of you, will have to put them together. These guys will stop at nothing. The Black Box, everything, it's out there. Don't let them bury this like they buried Augustine. It's so...